of yourself. Dear Rashawn, perseverance must become your ally. Your life in many ways will be defined by this word. I know how you are feeling right now, like you would do anything to get you and your mom out of this building, this complex, this neighborhood, this city. I know you're frustrated because you feel as if you have the weight of the world on your shoulders. I know you go to sleep dreading waking up in the morning because it means another day in the jungle, dodging bullets and fists, trying to read A Tale of Two Cities amidst the constant pressure to put down the book and pick up dealing. I know it's rough, but I'm here to tell you it will all be worth it. All the obstacles, struggles, and everything in between that you have seen out your 10th-floor window of King Village will make you a stronger person. Your perseverance through these issues will put you in a place one day where you won't be ostracized because of fear or unwillingness, but you will be celebrated because you made it. And you have the unique ability to act as a microphone for those who did it, for Dorian, for Marquise, and for Ernest. You carry their stories, and that is an incredible honor. In the meantime, keep your head up and persevere. Remember, no pressure, no diamond.
Whenever you're ready.
A letter to my younger self. All of the things you will need to know will come to you when you need to know them. If not, then let the current take you as you swim. Don't be afraid of things out of your control because things can't hurt you. Yet be careful of what you do. When the score settlers and the referees of life want to make your life a game, challenge them, engage them, and with yourself do the same. Don't get wrapped up in the stress, it isn't worth it. All of the grades are worthless compared to your happiness. Don't try to fill voids with people you care about. And at night, when your best dreams are doubts, and you want to pull your skin inside out, and all the attention makes you shout, remember again your happiness. The flower that you should get on your hip that reminds you of love and joy and bliss, and in that one summer, with that one kiss, don't be afraid to trust. It hasn't failed you yet. And just remember that the best isn't always the safest bet. So explore and let freedom lead your life. It's a good feeling being young and not afraid to die.
Dear younger self, there is a lot that I could share with you about what the future holds, about the things you will do, the places you will go, and the people you will meet. I could tell you all of these things, but it seems unfair to ruin the surprise. I could try to stop you from making the mistakes you have yet to make, but I have no regrets, as these mistakes were not failures and helped make you the person that you were meant to become. Don't worry, I won't keep you completely in the dark. I'll try to give you a few words of wisdom, assuming that age has made me wiser, although you do possess an honesty and curiosity that I would love to hold on to. I will tell you that life moves quickly. There is no need to stress about the little things. In hindsight, one bad grade or that time you lost your cell phone are insignificant compared to the moments of happiness with friends and family. Speaking of family, be nice to your little sister and to your parents. Don't be so embarrassed by them. They love you, and you shouldn't feel uncool that you love them back. Soon you will go to college and see them less and less, so treasure the time you have together now, because times change, you will evolve, your friends will come and go, but they are forever.
If I could, I would tell my younger self to not be so afraid. Little big girl walking down the hall, holding onto her books just as hard as she can, darting glances at faces and then away, glaring at everybody, or so I was later told, but terrified inside. You'll find friends, I promise, I'd tell her. People aren't as scary as you might think. Very rarely are they going to completely shut you down, especially before they've even had a chance to meet you. And if they do, don't let it bother you. Allow them the grace of needing some time to grow. And mostly, if you smile at people, they'll smile back. If they don't, keep smiling. Someday they'll probably smile back too.